Nice weather means more people out on the roads. Ellis County Sheriff Scott Brown stops by to talk about walking and bike safety on this episode of the Post Podcast. The weather's getting nice and people are getting back out, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, with that means that we're going to see our people walking. We're going to have our bike riders, and just want to remind people of a few things. And so we'll talk about the walking side. If you're going to be walking, you know, it's best to have some type of bright colors on so they can see you. And you're walking against opposing traffic, not with. So that way you're seeing the traffic coming at you. A lot of times we get them walking on the opposite side of the road, and you can't see that motorist coming at you. And it's a good practice to be walking opposing the traffic in a safe manner. And again, bright colors really do help when you're walking. And if it's getting dark out, reflective, and I encourage you probably not to walk when it's getting dark out. It's really hard to see. But if you're going to, maybe they make a lot of nice little little lights that flash now. Mm-hmm. And or a vest, just a traffic safety vest. There you can buy them anywhere. I think you can probably pick them out at any local store and just wear that if you're going to walk at that time. Just something to give you a little bit more safety and let that motorist know that you're there. Now, we'll switch gears here, and we're going to go to the bikes. And the bikes are different. They're considered like a motor vehicle, and they follow the same rules, meaning they have to stop at stop signs. They drive in the same traffic way, meaning we're all going the same exact way. A lot of our bikers, you're going to start seeing running the roads within the county. Maybe some sand roads, but typically blacktop. A lot of them that are serious bikers, they do wear reflective colors. They wear mm-hmm. bright colors. They also have the flashing lights on their seats and things like that. They're usually pretty cautious. The riding two or three next to each other, you do have the whole lane, probably maybe not the best practice, just in case somebody was over that center line or something like that. Again, the biking side of it is really growing within our community, and we're seeing more and more bikes out on a daily basis. And the main thing is we want them to be safe. Now, a concerning matter that has been brought to our attention several times here recently is that there's apparently a little road rage with some of those bikes, not the bikers, the motorist, for whatever reason. And I want to encourage people to take just a moment and think about it. If you have to slow down for 30 seconds, is it really going to slow you down? I don't know that there's a need to be that upset over the fact that somebody's out getting exercise, they're following the rules, they're doing the appropriate behavior and wearing the safety equipment. So I don't understand that thought process and why one would get so angry the fact that a bike is out there, and they have just as much right to be out there as a motorist.
Sure. You know, I'm curious about the passing piece on this, because as you see them out on the highways, you know, I think the tendency is always to give them a wide berth, get around them as quickly mm-hmm. as possible. You know, if you're in a situation where it's tight, say that you're coming up on a bike in your roadway mm-hmm. and there's oncoming traffic, is it better to slow down to okay, you're shaking your head, yes, I could 20, 30 mile an hour, get behind mm-hmm. them and wait till the safe point, or try to get around them?
Yeah, you should give them the entire lane as if you're passing a car. So you should get over into the other lane as if there was a car there. It's the same rules that apply. And the same thing for people walking. You should give them that full lane of traffic. For example, what if you had a blowout and you were over there? What if something came and across the front of you and you swerved and forgot about the bike rider or a walker, and you swerved to avoid that deer that comes out of the ditch sometimes, and it was a reaction, and now you're on top of him and now you've hit him. Should an accident occur, which we hope does not, but we do have them every once in a while, one or two a year, if not a few more, where someone is hit. And for the most part, people stop. That is considered an accident, and you do need to stop. And obviously, we'd like you to call 911 as soon as possible and give law enforcement the best location that you can. As we've talked in the past with our 911 system, we're really, really fortunate that we have that, and it actually gets us really close to that location. So it'll automatically locate that 911 call for us, and we'll get units en route. But should anybody have questions about the rules of biking and walking and that type of thing, please reach out to the sheriff's office. We'll be happy to answer it. If there is a problem and bike riders are abusing it or motorists are, we want to know about that. So that way we can educate the public and make sure that we're all on the same side and on the same page, rather, and that everyone's safe, because that's the main goal for us all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm curious about this too. We've seen more and more of the scooters out, whether it's the kids on their little push scooters, or now we're seeing the bird scooters, the electric ones. What about those on the roads? Oh, you probably don't have to deal with that too much out in the county roads, right?
We don't. I believe, and I don't want to speak out of school, I believe there's an ordinance against them on the sidewalk in the city of Hayes. And there are some restrictions as to where they can be. But they need to follow the same rules as a motorist, because they're running down the roadway and it's much the same. And they sure are fun, and I've driven them, and they do go really, really fast. Again, it's always about the same rules on the road. When you're on the road, you've got to follow it as if you're driving a car. Just be cautious and try to keep them off the sidewalk, because I do know that there are some city ordinances in regards to that, as well as bikes. I'm not extremely brushed up on those because we don't enforce those within the city. But I do know that bikes are also supposed to be prohibited, I believe, for riding on sidewalks. They're supposed to ride in on the road, which is they're considered a motor vehicle type of situation. So, yeah. So hopefully I didn't muddy the water. And if you really have questions in regards to that, probably reach out to the Hayes Police Department and they can clarify that for you.
There you go. Well, sir, anything else before we go?
No, I'm telling you what, I'll take this weather all day long. So before long, we'll be in 100-degree, weather, and we'll be like, man, I wish it was colder.
Yeah.
Now, my wife, on the other hand, would never say that, but I've said that once or twice.